Okay, we're down to our last presentation this morning. We're going to be talking about venturing into the future, navigating AI implementation, training, and usage in your organization. And our presenters are Umesh Desai from AT&T Labs and Nader Mousavi from Sullivan & Cromwell. A little bit about Umesh. Umesh is the Assistant Vice President and Senior Counsel at AT&T Labs Research, the Technology Research and Development Business Unit, and also the IP litigation unit of AT&T. Umesh has been at AT&T since 2003 and has been a licensed patent attorney since 1992. He was also formerly the lead counsel at AT&T Knowledge Ventures, LP, the intellectual property assets holding company for AT&T. Nader is widely recognized as one of the top technology deal lawyers in the world. He's a partner and co-head of Sullivan & Cromwell's Intellectual Property and Technology Group and a member of the firm's Cybersecurity Group. He's been described by his clients as an amazing lawyer and trusted legal and business partner with a unique ability to think outside the box and meet company goals. There's nobody better when you take into account substantive knowledge, composed demeanor, and negotiation ability. I had to read that out. That's awesome. And Mr. Mousavi is also a lecturer in law at Stanford Law School since 2015 to current. He teaches the business of law, patent, and technology licensing. And with that, I'll turn it over to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Can everybody hear me?
Okay, good.
Thank you. We appreciate the honor to present to you and look forward to presenting to you a very nascent and I think very relevant topic. AI is becoming very, very much into our lives, and it's important that we learn how to use it, what it is. So we're going to do a drive-by. Essentially, we've got a lot of slides. I don't think we're going to be able to cover everything, but the slides are really designed well so that when you go home, you look it over, you're still going to be able to spot the issues. You're going to be able to learn about AI issues, so hopefully we'll cover most of them, but you can always reach out to us post-conference on any issues. Nader and I have worked over the last couple of years on AI issues in particular, and Nader, I don't have anybody who I hold in higher respect on AI issues, so Nader, tell us about yourself. What have you been up to lately on AI, and what in particular have you been working on?
So I'll be brief, and thank you for the honor of being here today to speak with you. I think that a lot of my career prior to the onset of AI sort of helped prepare me, because I was doing IP and technology transactions, privacy, cyber, and other related issues. I was very fortunate to be engaged by OpenAI to negotiate their Microsoft transaction, which obviously got a lot of attention once that was announced and its implications in the industry. So I guess I had a little bit of a front seat to the ChatGPT revolution that we all saw evolve and affect so many of the companies in our space, and continue to do work with them and others that are AI companies, as well as corporates and others across a wide range of industries that are considering adoption and risks.
Great, great. So let's dive into it. What is AI, Nader? So we're going to do a little bit of a fire chat sort of back and forth between Nader and I, and the slides will be in the background. So try to have more of a conversation than a running presentation. So tell us what AI is. And we hear so much about it. We hear the Terminator scenario from movies and things of that nature. But yeah. What is AI really?
So hopefully we can all avoid Skynet or Ultron or any of the dystopian outcomes. That's a big goal of everybody. I think there are technical definitions, and then there's really just practical lay definitions. And I think the simplest one, the way I like to think about it, is it's the ability of a computer to learn and engage in other tasks, intellectual tasks that we commonly associate with human intellect. So Prior to AI and machine learning, which is sort of a subset of AI, computers would not independently learn.